Stevie Wonder was named United Nations Messenger of Peace December 2009. Wonder is the 11th UN Messenger of Peace, joining a list of notable figures, including Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel, actor Michael Douglas, primate expert Jane Goodall, and conductor Daniel Barenboim. Quote, Stevie Wonder's place in history will surely reflect his enormous accomplishments in the music industry. His more than 30 records that have sold more than 70 million copies, his smash hits that place him in the company of only the Beatles and Elvis Presley, on the list of the most top 10 records, his 17 Grammy Awards, and his Oscar. But this ability to sing, write, perform, and speak are simply his tools. The measure of Stevie Wonder's greatness is not that he possesses these tools. What makes him so extraordinary, so inspiring, so king-like, is the way in which he has chosen to utilize his talents. Stevie Wonder has used his enormous gifts to help us move toward the promised land. He was a valiant warrior against South African apartheid, perhaps the greatest example in our lifetime about the power of dreams and moral fortitude. He's used his gifts to work passionately against world hunger, against nuclear proliferation, and toward racial harmony. And of great significance today, it was Stevie Wonder who energized the campaign that led Congress to create a national holiday in honor of Dr. King and his life's work, end quote. Excerpted from the introduction made by Lawrence Marshall, professor of law, Northwestern University Law School. Stevie Wonder delivered the keynote address for the Martin Luther King Day celebration at Northwestern's law school on January 20th, 2003. Quote, just because a man lacks eyesight doesn't mean he lacks vision. Musician hero Stevie Wonder by Lauren. My hero is Stevie Wonder, a musician who has overcome great obstacles. Stevie Wonder was born with the name Steveland Hardaway Judkins on May 13, 1950, in Saginaw, Michigan. He was born 4 weeks before his due date and was placed in an incubator immediately. He inhaled too much oxygen that caused cataracts behind his eyes, which blinded him for life. Another girl born the same day was also placed in an incubator and inhaled too much oxygen. She would not survive when they took her out. His mother, Lula Mae Hardaway, raised the whole family. Stevie had five brothers and one sister. She worked for a fish company, which didn't provide much money. His parents divorced, and Lula moved all her children to Detroit. Stevie's love of music started when he participated in a church choir. Quote, when Stevie was off for Christmas break, his uncle gave him a harmonica, and the first thing Stevie asked was, what do I do with this? He taught himself to play the harmonica, drums, and piano before the age of 10. Stevie sang his first song at his sixth grade graduation in Detroit. At age 11, Stevie was discovered by Ronnie White, who at the time was in the Motown band The Miracles. An audition followed with Berry Gordy Jr., the Motown founder. Mr. Gordy didn't hesitate to sign the little genius with the record company. Motown Records also founded the Supremes, the Jackson 5, and Marvin Gaye. In 1962, Stevie released his first album, Little Stevie Wonder, the 12-Year-Old Genius. In 1968, Stevie graduated from the Michigan College for the Blind with honors. After dropping Little from his stage name, he released a very successful album called Uptight. The album, which included Fingertips Part 2, was an instant hit. One day, Stevie was in his car, and an 18-wheeler was in front of him. The car crashed into the 18-wheeler. The underside of the car struck Stevie's head, leaving him in a coma for 10 days. Stevie was destined to make wonderful music. In 1975, Stevie signed a $13 million contract with the largest music industry. Over the course of a decade, he created four new albums, which earned him 15 Grammys. For the song Ebony and Ivory, Stevie teamed up with Paul McCartney in 1982. The film Women in Red included Stevie's hit song, Just Called to Say I Love You, which earned him an Oscar. Stevie plays the keyboard, drums, harmonica, and percussion instruments. His inspiration for I Just Called to Say I Love You is that he wanted to get the message across that love is for all seasons and can always be expressed, whether a holiday or just an ordinary day. In 1980, Stevie had a campaign that was meant to establish Martin Luther King's birthday, also known as Martin Luther King Day. After the campaign, Stevie wrote Martin Luther King, a song Hotter Than July. In 1983, Stevie bought an L.A. radio station called KHLH. Stevie was arrested in 1985 for demonstrating against apartheid outside the South African embassy. He was willing to go to jail to stand up for the rights of others. Stevie was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. He's received many awards in his life, but the biggest honor of all, the Grammy Lifetime Achievement. He's won over 25 Grammys and many other awards. With his four-year-old on the drums, Stevie accompanied Aretha Franklin at the XL Super Bowl, singing the Star Spangled Banner. In March 2006, Stevie appeared on American Idol, singing Just Called to Say I Love You. Steve has won so many awards. He never brags about his fame and is so humble about everything he does. The event that changed his life was the experience of not having his eyesight. He had to adapt the way he did things so that his other senses and talents would take over. He graduated from the Michigan School for the Blind with honors, learned how to read Braille, and play the piano along with many other instruments. He didn't let his blindness affect the way he lived. Berry Gordy inspired him the most. He never told Stevie that he wasn't good enough and never gave up on him because he couldn't see. He always trusted Stevie. Lulu Mae Hardaway was another inspiration. She never gave up because she was the leader of the family. On February 27, 2009, Barack Obama awarded Stevie Wonder with the Library of Congress Award. To give back to all his fans, Stevie performs at many benefit concerts for children with disabilities. He performed in Ethiopia for children stricken with blindness and at a benefit in Washington, D.C. for Human Kindness Day. He also performed at a concert with John Lennon for an organization called One on One, which is for kids who are mentally handicapped. Stevie Wonder inspires me because he's a great example to adults and children. He didn't let his disability stop him from reaching his goals. Stevie never complains about being blind. He just finds new ways to succeed in being a musician. I think Stevie has an inspiring story that people should really live by, which is, don't let anything stop you from reaching your dreams. Here's some fun facts. When Stevie was two, his favorite instrument was the spoons. He'd go all around his house hitting them everywhere. While listening to the radio, Stevie could separate the instruments he heard in a song. Later, he could play all those instruments. At 13, Stevie often lost himself in his music while performing for audiences, and his manager had to go on stage and carry him off. He often worked in the recording studio for more than 24 hours at a time. His blindness blocked the night and day that sighted people live by. In March of 2005, Stevie's daughter, Aisha Morris, sang a duet with her father, How Will I Know?